This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network, this is a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. I got Stuart Kovacs. I got Carlos with a K. Carlos Ortiz rocking and rolling with me all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific today. We are a day away from the 2024 NFL Draft with the first round beginning tomorrow evening. We will have three prospects join us today. Coming up 20 minutes from now, edge rusher out of Alabama, Dallas Turner will stop by, Joe Alt, the offensive lineman out of Notre Dame, projected to go in the first seven picks of the draft. He's going to swing by at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And then the final hour of the show, Brian Thomas Jr., the excellent wide receiver out of LSU. I know we've talked a lot about Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers. Brian Thomas Jr., I will be surprised if he's not selected in the first 20 picks. Probably he will go in the top 15 as well. And obviously, it is a Winkler Wednesday, so Bart Winkler will stop by at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time today. I'll get to some of this Brandon Ayuk trade speculation in just a second. However, as we are a day away from the draft, and everyone has their mock draft, and everyone gives you their thoughts and opinions, I truly do believe, when you examine the first six picks, that this will go either one of two ways. Option one, Bears, Caleb Williams, Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Patriots, Drake May at three. Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison Jr. at four. Trade up, Vikings move with the Chargers, and Minnesota lands J.J. McCarthy, and then the Giants take Malik Nabers at six. That's option one. Option two, and I think you'll see something here, from option one to option two, the first four picks are the same. Caleb Williams, one. Jaden Daniels, two. Drake May, three. Marvin Harrison Jr., four. And then Chargers don't pull the trigger on a trade. Someone does not jump the Giants to go get a quarterback. Malik Nabers goes to the Chargers, and then the Giants ends up taking J.J. McCarthy. That's what I think right now. And I do find it funny. Here's a big difference between Samter and Carlos when we work with either one. And obviously, Samter's here usually 5 days a week, but he's on vacation today. Carlos, he wears his emotions on his sleeves, where Samter, you could just tell he's annoyed, but he won't react to what you say. Carlos, like, word for word, imitates my intro that we do. And then when I was going through option one, Carlos like looked around. He was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good with what Zach said, Malik Nabers to the New York Football Giants. And then when I read option two and I said J.J. McCarthy, Carlos just went, oh, my God, no, oh, terrible.
That's accurate.
So you said very low, by the way.
You kind of look like Sam to you.
Jeez, why do you sit so low to the ground?
Well, first of all,
you're a big guy. You're a tall guy.
Proper representation for Mike, who's not here, but as well as I think I've explained this before. I like a low center of gravity in case I need to be able to uppercut somebody through that door.
I thought it was just because you were a larger fella. And sometimes we don't have the best chairs here, and I've been in some of those chairs
but
where
no,
you sit in the chair, and then all of a sudden it's the humiliation of just the chair going.
Which I have been through plenty of times in the morning, but I like this chair.
But that's where I'm at right now, where I fully believe the first four picks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and Marvin Harrison Jr. After that, though, that's where I think it gets very fun in this quest for someone to try to jump the Giants to go make sure that there are four quarterbacks off the board. Now, the Patriots and the Cardinals could be players in trading back, but I don't really think, unless there is this crazy type of offer, which maybe it comes together in the next 24 hours when teams start to get really serious, I still believe that the Patriots are taking a quarterback, and I don't believe the Cardinals are trading back 2 years in a row. So that Chargers spot is a prime spot where I could see the Chargers definitely trading the pick, or I could see the Chargers taking the next best player available, which in option two was Malik Nabers. Before I get to Brandon Ayuk, though, and talk about a team that needs to trade for him, I'm just wondering, Carlos, you representing the Giant fan, and on a national landscape, probably the most polarizing prospect in this draft is J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
You have a lot of people that are in the know, whether it's GMs or scouts, raving about J.J. McCarthy. And then it's the public, it's us, who are saying, don't really love J.J. Like, my team needs a quarterback. And I've said this before, I believe Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels are the two best quarterbacks in this draft class. And the next tier of guys, if you're saying someone that has the best chance of being elite, it's Drake May. Now, Drake May, I think it depends where he goes. If he plays right away, I don't feel good about him reaching his potential. Like, Drake May goes to the Patriots, I don't think Drake May should be on the field in year one. Drake May goes to the Giants, you know, Daboll with what he did with Josh Allen could make sense, but you throw Daniel Jones to the Wolves for one more season, you don't play him right away. He goes to the Vikings, I think it's tough to make him sit, but they have enough around him where even if he's not NFL ready yet, he should be able to succeed when you have Aaron Jones, when you have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. You know, McCarthy, I think the fit is the biggest part. He goes to the Giants. He goes to the Patriots. I'll be surprised if J.J. McCarthy is a very good pro. He goes to the Vikings, though. I think J.J. McCarthy could have a very good career. Michael Penix Jr., I think fit is big for him, too. He had the two big wide receivers at Washington. So the Giants drafted Michael Penix Jr., the Patriots drafted Michael Penix Jr. I don't feel great about it. He goes to Minnesota, though. We know he is pro-ready. He should be able to have success, especially with the deep ball ability that they have there. And he's the best deep ball thrower out of this class because of the wide receivers that you have, too. So I'm just wondering, since I don't despise J.J. McCarthy, I love J.J. McCarthy in college, obviously, being a Michigan guy. I look at J.J. and I just think his ceiling is a good quarterback at best. But you being at six, your team not having an answer at quarterback, because Daniel Jones is not the dude, and he's too banged up. He suffered way too many injuries. And we know the Giants want to move on from him eventually in due time. Like, this is going to be, here's the hot take of the day. This is going to be Daniel Jones' last year on the Giants. So you having a team that needs a quarterback and look like you're about to scream and curse me out for saying J.J. McCarthy possibly to the Giants at six, you give me the argument, Carlos, why you aren't a J.J. McCarthy guy.
You already had it in your explanation. J.J. McCarthy's ceiling is good. We have that already. Daniel Jones' ceiling is good. No, but we've seen what we can see already in 3 years of Daniel Jones coming out of Duke. People weren't in love with his ceiling and his prospects when they traded up. They thought Daniel Jones at six was a reach when they drafted him last year. So it's just history repeating itself. At no point did most Giants fans last year look at J.J. McCarthy and think he was the sixth best prospect in all of college. Not even the fourth quarterback, but sixth best player, period. So to me and a lot of fellow Giants fans who had to sit through Daniel Jones getting paid off of his best season, which was 15 touchdowns, we would just be watching the same rehearsed thing of J.J. McCarthy coming in and at best being a serviceable quarterback. Giants fans are sick of quarterbacks that fit the mold of a Giants guy, of someone who can just, you know, not screw it up. You need a quarterback that's going to be a franchise game changer. There's teams that have him, and the Giants have not had that since Eli, and even Eli wasn't that guy.
Yeah, and Eli won you two championships, so that's why Eli's going to get into the Hall of Fame, but I don't ever think a lot of Giants fans who tried to run Eli Manning out of town ever thought that they had one of the top three quarterbacks in the sport, and at least you're in the NFC, where there's a lot of question marks at the quarterback position, but if you're an AFC team, I think your argument plays even more of a factor where you think a guy just could be good and not great. You better have like a team like the 49ers around him for someone like a Brock Purdy, who I think is very good, but obviously benefits with the talent around him. And Brock Purdy showed a lot of good things this past year. But in the AFC, you know, for the foreseeable future, Mahomes ain't going anywhere. Joe Burrow, as long as he stays healthy, isn't going anywhere. And Josh Allen's still there. And you have the development and the year one breakout stardom of CJ Stroud too. So, and who knows what Herbert, like I think Herbert's going to be really good for a long time. Rodgers is still in the AFC for 2 years. So that's the tricky part that I think a lot of fans are in, where you don't want to just take a quarterback to take a quarterback, but you need a quarterback in this league, and you know the guy on your roster isn't the guy. So yes, you may be drafting a guy that you may say, I don't know if he's great or maybe he's just good, but there's a lot of times where us as fans, we've been terrible. More times than not, we are more wrong than right in evaluating these quarterbacks, and you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because if you don't, then it's like, okay, it's another punted season with Daniel Jones going out there. But if you do, then you have the flip of the coin where it could work or it may not work. Finding a quarterback, it's the toughest thing to do in sports. So I gave you how I thought two options, how the first six picks are going to play out. I remember a few years ago, you had A.J. Brown, who wasn't getting a long-term contract in Tennessee. And then on draft night, we're sitting there in the first round, and Tennessee trades A.J. Brown to the Philadelphia Eagles, and they gave him back a first-round pick. I don't know if that happens tomorrow. I would feel comfortable if I'm a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers giving up pick 20 for Brandon Ayuk and paying him. But Brandon Ayuk may end up getting traded for a second-round pick. And I understand he played last year like he was a first-round wide receiver with 1,400 yards. And you could say he benefited the system, but he still balled out. You know, it does make it easier when teams are more focused on McCaffrey and Debo when you prepare for the 49ers. But I look at Brandon Ayuk as a bona fide number one wide receiver in the league. Like Brandon Ayuk compared to Debo Samuel. Debo Samuel is the better all-around player, but from a receiving standpoint, Brandon Ayuk is a better receiver than Debo Samuel. And I know that the 49ers kind of poo-pooed the whole thing, that they're not trading Brandon Ayuk, but Brandon Ayuk keeps on stirring the pot on social media. He clearly wants a new contract. And if he is going to get traded, I think it happens either tomorrow or on Friday at the absolute latest. And a team like the Steelers, who, right, there's been flirtations before, they should absolutely pounce. Because look at the Steelers right now. They have a solid team. They got a great defense on offense. Justin Fields is the backup right now. Russell Wilson will be the starter. You have George Pickens. You got rid of Deontay Johnson with him getting traded to the Panthers. You still have Pat Freiermuth, the tight end. You got Najee Harris, and you got Jaylen Warren. You go add, though, Brandon Ayuk for a first or a second round pick, and you could put Brandon Ayuk, George Pickens, 1-2 punch with the complementary other pieces in your backfield, being the two running backs at Harris and Warren, and then Freiermuth as tight end, like, that's more than enough for Justin Fields or Russell Wilson to have an abundance of success, even in a tough division and a tough conference, in the year of 2024. And let's be real, the Steelers' offense has been trash for a while. And whenever the defense is humming, the offense is just inefficient. Whenever the offense is humming, the defense stinks. You have a chance this weekend and this week to close the gap from where the defense is and to where the offense is. And I don't want to say make them equal, but make them close to equal. So that's why I look at a team like the 49ers, and I don't think they should trade Brandon Ayuk, but business may make them trade him. Like, I personally, for the Bengals and the 49ers, even if you're not going to re-sign T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk long-term, I keep them for this year because you're all in to win a Super Bowl. And you have a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl. But if you say to yourself, you want to pick up a first or pick up a second, and you know you're not going to give them a long-term contract, then teams like the Steelers need to come calling. The Patriots, who need a wide receiver, need to come calling. I know Indianapolis just paid Michael, the wide receiver, why can't I think of his name right now, out of USC, Michael Pittman Jr. But they could use another piece for a young quarterback in Anthony Richardson. The Bills, we think they're going to go get their wide receiver via the draft. But what happens if, like, Buffalo ends up trading for Brandon Ayuk? That would be awesome. And then I saw the Lions give two deals today to Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Maybe that motivates the Packers, who do have Dobbs and Watson, to maybe go get a piece as well for their young quarterback in Jordan Love. So Steelers, that's something I'm watching. Can they find a way on Thursday or Friday to execute a trade for Brandon Ayuk? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. This is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We have Dallas Turner, the Alabama edge rusher, who could be the first defensive player off the board, especially in the top 10, coming up tomorrow evening. He'll join us on the other side. Joe Alt will join us at the top of the hour, and we'll also chat it up in the 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Pacific hour, with Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver out of LSU.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Alrighty, rock and rolling is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Ahead of the 2024 NFL Draft, P&G is providing players with essentials from trusted P&G brands like Old Spice to help them be ready for anything as they begin their pro careers. We know the NFL draft comes your way tomorrow evening, and someone that will hear their name in the first round out of Alabama is Dallas Turner, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Dallas, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. How you been?
Man, I'm blessed and thankful. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on board with us. So a lot of people are going to tell me how you should be used at the next level. I know that you'll be willing to do whatever a team tells you, but how do you think you should best be used as a edge rusher in the NFL?
I mean, you said it, edge rusher. So probably rushing the quarterback would probably be, you know, the most prominent thing, but you know, it's still got to be a football player at the end of the day.
We all know that it's an adjustment going from college to the NFL. What kind of immediate impact do you think you could bring to whatever team calls your name coming up tomorrow evening? I think we're at Dallas. Can you still hear us?
I'm here.
The immediate impact. What do you think you could bring to a team right away to the NFL?
Well, I could definitely bring the energy, you know, the energy to the team. You know, I could definitely bring a good positive mindset into the locker room, but really just the football mindset, you know, just being all about ball, and, you know, just really just willing to work hard and just, you know, just the energy. So, you know, really just inspire the guys, you know, hopefully be inspired by my teammates, you know, to be better every day. So
we know that a lot of guys come from Alabama and they end up having successful careers. Dallas Turner, we just saw recently Will Anderson have a very successful rookie season. When you were with Will together at Alabama, what were you able to learn from him?
I learned a lot more from Will, from his mindset and how he carries himself, from his practice habits to his treatment regimens to, you know, even the time he even goes to sleep at night. So, like, really just about how serious he took the game and how dedicated he was on and off the field to taking care of his body, you know, really just to giving back into the game, stuff like that. So I'll probably say that for sure.
Yeah, he was an incredible leader. You know, it's rare where you see a rookie be able to be a captain on an NFL team, and that's what he had the honor bestowed on him last year. How do you kind of describe your leadership capabilities? Because, hey, you go in the top 10, people not only expect you to dominate on the field, but then also be a leader on and off the field.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, being around the great leaders I've been around at the University of Alabama, like, you know, like Bryce Young, Will Anderson, Jordan Battle, Henry Toto, just to name a few. You know, I kind of know what it takes to be a leader in a way. You know, I kind of know the responsibility that comes with that. And I kind of know how to do it in a way, too, you know, being named a captain myself last year. So, you know, it'll definitely be a good opportunity, you know, to go into an organization, you know, and, you know, just pushing guys in the right direction. I'll say that. You know, even though I'm going to be doing stuff like that, you know, still going to bring good energy to the team. You know, I'm still going to be positive to my guys and stuff. So,
Dallas Turner is my guess. You know, a year ago, everyone was talking about Bryce Young, and we all know he was the number one overall pick, and this year didn't go the way that him or the Panthers wanted it to go. What do you say to people that are doubting if Bryce Young could still be a great NFL quarterback?
Tell them keep doubting. Tell them keep doubting for sure. But Bryce is the type of person, he knows how to play his cards real well, you know. I feel like, you know, the type of dude that Bryce is and how hard he works, you know, and just all the working time that he puts into the game and into his body as well, you know, everything's going to pay out eventually. But, you know, Rome wasn't built in one night. So, you know, it's going to take some time for him, you know, to develop him and his team, you know, and to be a real franchise. So, you know, but really, he's a dog for sure. Just give him some time.
I want to ask you about your quarterback from this past year, Jalen Milroe, because he had the rough spot, but at the end of the year, he started playing some really damn good football. What do you think Jalen Milroe could really turn into as he continues his college journey at Alabama?
In my eyes, I wouldn't be surprised if he wins a Heisman, in my opinion. I ain't gonna lie. Just from knowing from how hard he works. So last year, you know, was Jalen's real first year, you know, starting as a quarterback, playing quarterback, you know, his real first game experience of being a quarterback for the University of Alabama. So, but all of that started in May, June, when this man was coming to 6:30 workouts at 4:30 to get extra work in. So me being me, I like to come to the facility early. So I like to be the first one there. So 6:30 lifts, I will try and get there at 5:45, 5:30. So I'm there at 5:30, 5:45, a whole hour before, and his car is already there. And he's not in it. Like, he's actually in there working out already doing his stuff. And so he started that in June, May. May or June was just, either one of those 2 months. And it transpired to the end of the season. So he was doing this from, because I stopped. Like, once the 6:30, like, what's up? 6:30 was 6:30, because when school started, it's school started. Like, during the summer, you know, you're going to grind, play football and stuff like that. But, like, I was doing the 6:30. Like, but he was real consistent and making sure that he put his work in and being the first guy in and the last guy out. Like, that's what I seen from him. And so since I seen that in the summer and seen him carry that into the season, I kind of was never like, I never had no doubt in my mind that he was going to get better as a quarterback and that he was going to grow real fast because he worked and was willing to learn and, you know, just be a sponge to everything. And so, you know, it was really just I was always in his corner. I always had his back no matter what, through the ups and the downs. That was always my quarterback. So
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he does this year with Kalen DeBoer, who's a brilliant offensive mind. But I got to ask you about your ball coach from college and Nick Saban. How did you kind of process? What was the initial reaction when you found out that, okay, this is actually happening, Nick Saban is retiring?
I mean, shit, I was gone, but really, it was a surprise at first, but it wasn't at the same time. You know, it was just something that you got to keep in the back of your mind. But, you know, it definitely was shocking at first, you know, finding out the social media and Twitter and stuff like that, probably the same way you did. And, you know, it was just like, oh, wow, like your coach, you know, he has a very good track record of, you know, winning and being a dominant program wherever he was at. And so, you know, I really feel like, you know, he's going to fill in those shoes very well, and, you know, and create his own legacy there. So, yeah.
Do you have an idea? Dallas Turner, where you think you're going to go tomorrow evening?
I mean, if you know, let me know. I don't know where I'm going to go tomorrow, so should we go fire at the same time?
It feels like a lot of people are saying Atlanta. It feels like the Bears. Have you had a lot of conversations with those two teams?
I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of the teams that I visited on, you know, it was a lot of the teams that were possibly picking me up. But, you know, last year we're seeing Will supposed to go at 3 to the Cardinals, and, you know, Houston had traded up to go get him, you know, anything could happen. So, you know, it's just more of a just go with the flow. And so, you know, I'm going with the flow right now. So,
just curious, since you did go up against Jaden Daniels quite a few times in college, what would you tell a team that's thinking about maybe taking Jaden Daniels as a quarterback?
Hey, he threw for 350 yards and ran for over 250 yards in the SEC game.
That's all you got to say. Yeah, man, I can't wait to see what he does. He reminds me like Lamar Jackson, except just with a better arm, I feel like.
I love LJ. LJ is my favorite quarterback, but he got potential to be better than him, in my opinion. I ain't gonna lie from what I've seen, but. Yeah, he's definitely a good character. You know, I've been up here cooling with him in the week and Brian, so, you know, this has been real good vibes.
All right, yeah, I know you got to run, but before we let you run, tell me what you're doing today with P&G and also Old Spice.
Real happy and excited, you know, for NFL Draft, you know, to take this next step. You know, a lot's about to change in, you know, a new team, a new routine, a new home, a new city. But, you know, I know P&G, you know, has the essentials I need to be ready for anything. So, but, you know, just going into this season, you know, they just came out with a new Old Spice total body deodorant, you know, it has my back heading into anything. So, you know, it's gentle enough to use all over, you know, and it gives you that 24/7 freshness, you know, wherever you spray it at from head to toe, you know, to make sure that you're fresh throughout the day. So, yeah, so they helped me a lot throughout this process.
Absolutely love it. Dallas Turner, good luck. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Real time.
There you go. Dallas Turner joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, that's something that I'm going to be curious about. How many defenders end up going in the top 10? Because I just gave you how I think the first 6 picks are going to go. And I gave you my one or two options that I threw out there. You know, I feel like Joe Alt is going to join us coming up at the top of the hour. That they're going to see him go to Tennessee at 7. That 8 or 9 range with Atlanta and Chicago is when you start to think maybe defense. I got to think Odunze goes either 8 or 9. I would be surprised if the Jets go defense. Maybe the Jets trade out. I got to think if the Jets stay there, though, they're going to take an offensive player like a Brock Bowers. But I gave you the two options on the first 6 picks. Williams, Daniels, May, Marvin Harrison Jr., 1, 2, 3, 4, staying put. Vikings trading up for McCarthy at 5, and then Malik Nabers going 6 to the Giants. And the other option was Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr., once again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Chargers getting Malik Nabers, and the Giants taking J.J. McCarthy. I don't think the Giants are going defense. You know, the Chargers I don't think are going defense. The Cardinals aren't going defense. Obviously, 1 through 3, it's going to be quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. And then it's like, could Tennessee go defense? I guess, but I think they're going to beef up their O-line. So then you look at teams like Atlanta and Chicago, but it's not inconceivable that one of them takes Odunze and the other maybe goes offensive line as well. So there's a real chance that a defensive player doesn't go in the top 10. I would bet, though, one does go in the top 10. And you have, right, Dallas Turner being mentioned, Jared Verse, The UCLA edge rusher, defensive player as well, Leitu Latu. Now, those seems like the first three names that people are talking about with the defense in this draft. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio with the news brief. Update time first, though. Here he is, Dexter Henry. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Am I supposed to say INF Sportsnet on the Twitter handle? I guess, right? That would be it. Stu and Carlos are like looking around as if this is a serious question.
Sure.
It's not a serious question, guys. I feel like when I just read that, though, in like a promo read like that, I'm compelled to say, simply tweet your questions at INF Sportsnet.
What are you, Ron Burgundy? Like, if we put a question mark in the wrong place, you're going to read it too?
Yeah, you go bleep yourself, San Diego. I saw that and I'm like, all right, I know I'm supposed to say INF Sportsnet, but when they don't have it with like dashes in between, I want to just simply say, simply tweet your questions at INF Sportsnet. It's like I'm a tennis player. INF, 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 INF Sportsnet. I'm sure people will use those sounds and say that they're different noises as well. I remember when I saw Al Leiter once pitch in a spring training baseball game at Port St. Lucie. He would always grunt when he would throw the ball. So maybe we could get him to do some reads for us. Hey, I'm Al Leiter. When I used to pitch, I used to sound like this. Listen to Sportsnet. Sounds like a DJ booth.
What are you, building the beat?
All righty, let's get to a news brief edit.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All righty, on Sportsnet News Brief, let's start off with Jerry Jones. We will do a lot of Jerry Jones sound today. They get wackier and wackier. Let's play the most sane Jerry Jones sound that we have. And he says the team still has the same all-in mentality, even though he said they were going to be all-in this offseason and they've signed like two free agents and you couldn't even figure out who those two free agents were. Listen up.
We feel great about what we've been in free agency. All in. All in. All in. We're all in with these young guys coming up. And we're all in with this draft. You have to have rookies contribute. Aren't getting the value that you need to have. These are your lesser paid as far as the other relative to veterans. They're going to, the good ones are going to get paid to have other days of more pay. But that's got to meld in with the overall management or it doesn't work because you've got 10 players getting 70% of the money.
I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to figure out how I should respond to this. And I'm paid to speak into a microphone, and I have nothing. Like, that was just 45 seconds of incoherent rambling, where you can't just say, yeah, I said we were going to be all in, but we don't have the reflection that we actually are all in. I'm trying to figure out what he was trying to say, and I'll use what he said on the back end, where when you have so many players that take up so much of your salary cap space that you can't go all crazy in free agency. But one problem, you haven't got a new deal done with Dak Prescott. CeeDee Lamb, did you get a new deal done with him? Oh, no. How about Michael Parsons? Did you get a new deal done with him? No. So you've been all in on being like a couch potato pretty much and doing nothing. That's wacky. And that's a sane sound from Jerry Jones. Wait until we play some wackier audio later. Here is Peyton Manning on his conversation with Carlos Ortiz's favorite quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. This is on Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports.
actually had a conversation with J.J. McCarthy the other day. I texted him, Stoke, after the national championship. I never met him, but invited him to our football camp, and like Harbaugh wouldn't let him miss a workout, so he didn't get to go. And so I just reached out and said, hey, man, congratulations. You know, wish you the best of luck in your next chapter. And I guess he thought it was a prank because he never called me back. So I texted him Monday, you know, from the same number. And he's like, oh, it really is you. I thought that was somebody was pranking me. And so I just kind of wished him luck. And he said, hey, I'd love to ask you some questions. So he called me back and, boy, impressive to talk to. And I know Denver's very interested in him. And it sounded like, you know, this is a place he'd love to come to. So, but it's a little bit out of his control.
Carlos, how old are you? Just wondering.
38.
So you're 38. I'm 29. J.J. McCarthy is in his early 20s. I think he's 22, I want to say, with J.J. McCarthy. So, you know, obviously, yeah, J.J. McCarthy's 21. He turns 22 in January. So you have a big age difference, 38 to 21. I have somewhat of a big age difference with J.J. McCarthy, turning 30 in August to him being 21. If someone texted you that was very famous and said, hey, this is so-and-so, want to congratulate you on your success, blah, 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 and you didn't believe it was them, what would you do? Someone texted you that. What would you do? I think there's one answer here.
I'd still text back.
I wouldn't text them. I'd pick up the phone and call them. Because if they're famous, they have a recognizable voice. It's Peyton Manning. You know what he sounds like. Oh, my! That's how he probably picks up the phone. I would just call him or FaceTime him to confirm that it's actually him. Because I could text back and be like, hey, number 18, Sheriff, is this really you? And they could say yes. And you could basically, I'm not going to say that's going to turn into like a Manti Te'o situation because, you know, J.J. McCarthy wouldn't be dating Peyton Manning, but you had this relationship via text. And it's like one of those things where you can't confirm if that person's actually real or not. So I would have picked up the phone if I was J.J. McCarthy at the time and would have called Peyton Manning back. Here is Peyton Manning. He thinks change of scenery could be very good for Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, how the new-ish quarterback with the Denver Broncos. I don't know if he'll ever start, but he is getting an opportunity to be on the roster in Denver. Once again, Stokely and Josh in Denver Sports.
The change of scenario for Zach Wilson, I think, is going to be a good one. I don't know how many coordinators he had in the time he was there, but I want to say it's at least two. It might have been three. Stoke, as you know, for a young quarterback, the best way to really, I think, screw a young quarterback up is to change coordinators on them every single year. And it drives me crazy. Look, I was very fortunate. I had an old school coach named Tom Moore, who was the coordinator the entire time I was there in Indianapolis, right? Tom Brady had different coordinators, right? Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien, but it was the same system, right? Belichick said, hey, we're running the same exact system. That drives me crazy. And so, look, I think it's a great chapter two for Zach. He will get coached hard here by Sean Payton and their staff, which is important for young quarterbacks to be coached hard.
Yeah, you're getting an improvement on the head coach, but it doesn't mean that he's going to be any good. Because like Zach Wilson this past year, and I don't love the Jets coaching, but he had enough around him to show that he could be competent. And outside of the Kansas City game, there weren't really any memories that you go, oh, Zach Wilson looks like he could be a player. So I get it. Peyton Manning, right? He's Mr. Bronco now, so he's not going to say anything negative about Zach Wilson going to Denver because in all reality, it's really a non-story. I don't think anyone believes Zach Wilson's going to go on to be a 10-year starter with the Denver Broncos. Here is Adam Schefter, Shefty as they like to call him, on Get Up, on the idea that the Chargers, with Jim Harbaugh loving J.J. McCarthy, could go QB in the draft when they have some fella they just paid by the name of Justin Herbert.
The way it was told to me a month ago was that no new money in Justin Herbert's contract is kicked in. To trade him would cost them well over $100 million, which would be the largest cap charge in history. You'd be absorbing the largest cap charge in NFL history to trade one of the elite young quarterback talents. Like, it doesn't make sense for as much as you would get back. And I don't understand how those odds have gone up like that. Is this some sort of gimmick? Is this some sort of thing where they're trying to attract people to get some bank? I don't understand it.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, even if you don't fully believe in Justin Herbert, we could all acknowledge he's a good quarterback. You may not think he's great. I think he can be great. The money is really where it's already a non-talking point, but the money even makes it more of a non-talking point. And then also, let's say you get four first-round picks for Justin Herbert. Are any of those guys going to be as good as Justin Herbert? Like, if you could get two or one, all right, maybe, but I don't know. Justin Herbert's coming out of college this year. It's probably the first pick in this draft. And I like Caleb Williams a lot. I like Jaden Daniels a lot. So, what, they run out of things to talk about on Get Up this morning that they're going to that? Jeez. Here is Ryan Clark also on Get Up. He reacts to some great news that I saw today, that Reggie Bush, they're finally doing something smart, the Heisman Trophy Trust. They said, bleep the NCAA. We're giving him his Heisman Trophy back.
Reggie Bush is one of the greatest football players to ever grace a college football field, ever. He's one of the best we've ever seen. He captivated an entire nation, and nothing that happened to Reggie Bush's family, nothing that they may have think Reggie Bush was given, had to do with what that man did on the football field. He deserves to not only have his trophy, but he deserves to be a part of everything all of those other players get. He deserves to have his name mentioned amongst the great that have played our game amongst the college ranks. I am so excited for Reggie Bush, and more than anything for him, there has to be a relief that something he earned is now back in his possession.
I wonder why they ended up changing this and why they gave it back. Now, like, someone could say, oh, well, NIL and all. I don't think that's the reason. There's two potential reasons. One is what I think is more likely. The other, it's Twitter speculation. Who knows if it's actually true? Number one would be Johnny Manziel said he wasn't going to go to the Heisman Trophy presentation until they give him his Heisman Trophy back. I had RG3 on. RG3 said, hey, maybe, and I know RG3 hosts the ceremony, but maybe some of us talk to Johnny and maybe others join in, right? That would be a bad look for the Heisman Trust when you're giving out the trophy. People that won the trophy are protesting the event because Reggie Bush doesn't have his Heisman Trophy back. The other, and I don't think this is true, but when O.J. Simpson passed away, who's a Heisman Trophy winner, the Heisman Trophy Trust tweeted out like a notice that O.J. Simpson passed away. And people were like, wait, O.J., a lot of people think he murdered people. He could still have his Heisman Trophy when he was living, but Reggie Bush can't because his mother took some money in like an apartment. Now, I've always said this. When it comes to people doing wrong, and let's keep it in terms of money, not with O.J., I don't care if coaches cheat. I don't care if players take money or their families take money. I'm not saying it's right, but it doesn't take away from what they did on the field. And that's my problem with the Hall of Fame in Major League Baseball when they try to not put people like Barry Bonds in, which is steroids, and it's totally different than this. Or with the Heisman Trophy Trust that took away Reggie Bush's Heisman that they finally are giving him back to now, you're trying to erase history. It's like vacating wins in college basketball. Like Louisville didn't win a national championship a few years ago. Heck, I saw it. I don't understand when people try to vacate and take away things that happened in history. Finally, let me play a little Jaden McDaniels sound as the Timberwolves are up 2-0. And he was asked if there was any added pressure when Anthony Edwards said, hey, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels. Listen up to Jaden McDaniels.
Not really. I mean, I know what he's talking about. So just, I mean, we love to compete. So it's just something for me just to kind of have a chip on my shoulder, knowing that like I still got to go out here and show people that I can play defense, I can guard KD, and just I can score as well. So just being myself, really.
You know, a lot of us believe that it's going to be Celtics up against the Nuggets in the finals. There's not a team in the East right now that I think is going to take down Boston. You know, I think the Knicks could give you six or seven good games, but they're not going to beat Boston. The Sixers aren't healthy. Milwaukee isn't healthy right now with Giannis Antetokounmpo not playing in that series tied up 1-1 against the Pacers. In the West, I think there's some teams you could buy stock in right now. Like Minnesota is a team you could buy stock in. You know, the Thunder, they're the one seed right now. How about Dallas with the dynamic duo with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving? That series is at 1-1. I still think Denver's going to get there. And I believe, and I've been saying this for the entire season, no one's going to beat Denver this year. But you have some fun potential matchups in the Western Conference. In the East, it's kind of, all right, none of us love Boston, but you think Boston's going to get there. Denver, you love them, but there's starting to be some serious challengers. And the personality of Anthony Edwards, man, I would love to see Minnesota get to the NBA Finals, but I do ultimately think it will be Denver. Okay, we'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. You will hear from Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. He is projected to be the first offensive lineman selected in the draft. He's selected to go in the top 10, and almost every mock draft you've read has him going to Tennessee. Coming on back, and this is Zach Gilb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.